It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American author Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, born in 1896 in Washington, D.C., where her father was an attorney for the U.S. Patent Office. Best known for novels with rural themes and settings inspired by her relocation to the Florida countryside, her signature work is The Yearling, a novel about a boy who adopts an orphaned fawn. It won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1939 and was later made into a successful movie. The book was written long before the concept of young adult fiction, but it is now commonly included in teen reading lists. Marjorie Kennan was interested in writing as early as age 6 and often submitted stories to the children's sections of newspapers until she was 16. She attended the University of Wisconsin, where she joined Kappa Alpha Theta sorority and received a degree in English in 1918. She met Charles Rawlings while working for the school literary magazine and married him the following year. They moved to Louisville, Kentucky, where they both wrote for the Courier Journal. In 1928, with a small inheritance from her mother, they purchased a 72-acre orange grove near Hawthorne, Florida, in a hamlet named Cross Creek. She brought the place to international fame with her writing. She was fascinated with the remote wilderness and the lives of Cross Creek residents, and felt a profound and transforming connection to the region and the land. Wary at first, the local residents soon warmed to her and opened up their lives and experiences. Encouraged by her editor at Scribner's, Maxwell Perkins, who was impressed by the letter she wrote him about her life in Cross Creek, she began writing stories set in the Florida scrub country. Her first novel, South Moon Under, was published in 1933. The book captured the richness of Cross Creek and its environs in telling the story of a young man who supports himself and his mother by making moonshine, and what he must do when a traitorous cousin threatens to turn him in. Moonshiners were the subject of several of her stories, and Rawlings lived with a moonshiner for several weeks near Ocala to prepare for writing the book. South Moon Under was included in the Book of the Month Club, and it was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. She found immediate success in 1938 with The Yearling, which she originally intended as a story for young readers. The prize-winning novel was selected for Book of the Month Club, and MGM purchased the rights for the film version, which was released in 1946. In 1942, she published Cross Creek, an autobiographical account of her relationships with her Florida neighbors. Again, it was chosen by the Book of the Month Club and was even released in a special Armed Forces edition that was sent to servicemen during World War II. She died in 1953 in St. Augustine of a stroke at age 57. She bequeathed most of her property to the University of Florida, where she had taught creative writing in Anderson Hall. She is buried in Antioch Cemetery near Island Grove, and her headstone reads, "Through her writing, she endeared herself to the people of the world." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 8th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.